see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Campbell. I am the host of the show. And welcome. Did y'all have a great weekend? I hope you did. It always gets challenging, does it not? When you're into this business of, call it business, sometimes you make money off it, sometimes you don't, some do, some won't. It don't make a difference. As long as you get the truth out, that's all that matters in the first place. Family, there is a change happening to where the chaos is being identified and the quote-unquote peacemakers are starting to come out. The only peacemaker you're going to find, literally, supernaturally, is Jesus Christ. There is no other. So these peacemakers coming out, there seems to be a switch in the past month. Definitely in the past 2 weeks, thereabouts, of so-called peacemakers identifying fear mongers. Now, I've been doing the same thing. I've been identifying fear mongers that work either in groups, organizations, Christian Identity, tell you part truth, and then the rest of it is misdirection. Fear-mongering, y'all going to die from disease, you're going to die from a nuclear explosion. That's all what it's all about, you see, to get you all scared and feared. You know, get you scared, get you in fear of what's coming. But they've been doing that since the 1950s. It hadn't stopped. But in any case, right now what you've got going is to identify on a grand scale, those that's talking about the New World Order, the fear-mongering, per se, And now they're bringing out for the peacekeepers. The peacekeepers is the order where they create the chaos. They bring the order by identifying it. They're working both sides of the fence, in other words. So now they're going to expose, quote, unquote, all fearmongers and say, gosh, family, we all need to come together. And go down to Kroger's and get you some bag of marshmallows. Let's cook them on the fire while we set you up for failure later, because they're going to be worse than all of them. I'll explain that today. I want to talk about, and this week, of how they've infiltrated. We'll talk about marijuana, the truth about marijuana, and we'll talk about the communist infiltration of American churches and schools, certainly since 1887 to the year 2012. Certainly it's continued on. That's quite a number of years. Several generations, to be exact. And we'll talk about how they've done it this week. It'll actually be a part two of last week, to Friday. I'll continue on. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we'll launch into some current news about what's going on around the states, around the U.S., and the world scene, how they're setting this up, and what they're setting up exactly. And it'll encompass quite a few subjects today. And as I go along, I'll let the Lord lead me all week long, because it's going to get a little complicated. What I try to do is simplify. Once you understand the reality of how we're set up and the truth about how they have established this new world order, it's almost mesmerizing as to how deep they have gone into this. Communist infiltration of church is what we're going to talk about today. Because it is what's going to drive the next steps of this country. Wholeheartedly. Because people would think they would be safe in the churches. But they're not. That's where the greatest danger lies. Is in the churches. And definitely the schools. And the churches since 1887. They've been working on this right under our noses. Some of these preachers out here don't even know it. And there's some that do that can't say a word because their congregation wouldn't believe them because of their core belief that the church is safe. I want to dedicate the broadcast, and then I want to launch into what we're going to talk about today. And I'll start off with the current news and how it's working out today. We'll see where we go to from there. Lord, we thank you today that we're back again. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. We dedicate this broadcast and all this week, Lord, in our Bible studies, in your service. Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Lord, we call upon you to convict us of those sins that we cannot remember, that, Father, that we need to clear up. That, Father, you'll guide us in the study of your Holy Word in the King James Bible. That, Father, you'll guide us with discernment and wisdom, that we can gain knowledge from this study. And, Father, the courage, the opportunities, divine appointments, that, Father, we can share it with others. Father, we pray for our brethren that are in need of healing. We pray again for Virginia, Lord, that she'll be healed. Father, she's part of this ministry, and we thank you, Lord, for bringing this world, her and David both, and Lord, that they are part of this family, and Father, to give them healing. and give them courage to continue on with what they do, Lord, in the service of others. Lord, we pray for bringing families together. And Lord, that we pray for others to be healed that we prayed for in the past. We pray, Lord, especially this coming week and the end of the month, Lord, and into October, that Father, your Holy Spirit will restrain these covens and you'll strip down their protection and expose them for who they are in all states, in the governments, in the military, and those that are witchcraft in the covens and Freemasons, Lord, that you'll prick their hearts with conviction to get out of these organizations and renounce their blood oaths and take Jesus as Savior. Father, pray for your spreading of the word of the gospel. Father, to bring courage out of the pulpits, the synagogues, and the cathedrals, that Father will preach the truth and exalt the true word of God in the King James Bible. Lord, we're going to need that spiritual-filled guidance in these times to come. Open our eyes with discernment and wisdom of the truth about the end times and the events that's to come yet, and see through the deception that's being put out. To make us wise, Lord, and be able to be as for you, watchmen. That's why, Father, we pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, it is a supernatural war that we're actually fighting. The different ethnic or cultural organizations or races, whatever they are, the Christian Identity, the KKK, the Aryan Nation, Black Panthers, or criminal gangs, whatever, patriotic movements and all this stuff, is to pull you away from that truth and to separate and divide us all. Now, if I'm mistaken, somebody correct me here, but I'm sure you will anyway. But we have militia fellas out there in the United States throughout. We have law enforcement officers out there throughout that I'm sure on both sides you've got former Iraqi veterans. Doesn't matter what, whether Army, Navy, Air Force, whatever. You're still Americans. You're still former veterans. And one's on the side of FEMA, police officers or whatever, and SWAT teams, etc. Sure. They got their jobs when they got back to the United States if they weren't disabled by this errant war that we're in, as all of them have been, all the way back to 1776, as the facts show. All the wars have been errant, every single one of them, set up by the Jesuit, by generations, planning for the next generation. That's a fact. Whether you can deal with it or not, it's a proven fact. Veterans are members of the government, members of the police departments, members of SWAT, etc. Then over here, you've got the militia and other assorted patriotic type groups. Huh. That you've got Iraqi veterans and Afghanistan veterans, etc. And now they're shooting at each other. When are y'all going to wake up and stop being stupid? I don't know how else to tell you. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say. I can't be gentle about it. I'm a former U.S. Marine. And what we're doing is being stupid, absolutely dumb, as we were in the Civil War. Again, they do it. You get this Sheriff of Pio, if a militia, I probably mispronounce his words, but I don't really care. He said here, we're going to shoot 30 rounds in each militia member. He said that. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Militia, being disarmed by the border, by the feds. What's this all about? Foreign and domestic, we used to take an oath about. Yet you live beside each other, so to speak. Fought with each other in Iraq. So something is awfully wrong when you get back here that all of a sudden this Masonic organization is causing y'all to fight each other. I didn't make a mistake at all. It's Freemasons is the enemy. And the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, are enemies of and within themselves. They don't even know it. Let me give an example. You don't like this one. That's actually very true. You've got one of the three little pigs. Porky, we'll call him. And he's a very smart little pig. And he's very educated. Wears glasses. Carries a laptop. And he's going to brief and lecture this a wolf's conviction about some subject, whatever. So he appears there, and he goes in and walks up, and he's got wolves everywhere. He's an unknowing little pig, but he's real smart in what he does. So he gets up and starts lecturing all the wolves about some subject on wolvery. Okay, whatever. Okay, so they have their first break, and he takes his break and goes outside, and he sees a spit out there. It's cooking up real hot. He says, "What's that?" And they say, "Well, that's lunch." After the lecture. He said, "Well," he goes over and puts on his little gloves and pushes it up, and there's nothing there. His lecture's over at 2 o'clock. So he closes the spit and says, "Well, there's nothing there." He says, "Well, we haven't put it on yet." He said, "Well, when are you going to put it on?" He says, "About 2 o'clock. You see, that's exactly what those generals, colonels, whatever, are briefing the Council of Foreign Relations. The Council of Foreign Relations are the wolves. So when the Joint Chief of Staff goes to brief the Council of Foreign Relations, they're simply briefing the wolves that's going to put them on the spit. Because the Council of Foreign Relations are the Illuminati that's going to kill them. Literally. When they have total control. When the Great White Brotherhood has total control, the next priority is the Illuminati families. And the pigs on the spit is going to be the Joint Chief of Staff. The secret societies, all of them, they will not let one human being alive. Literally, you will be executed if you're a top-level member of the secret societies. This is documented. I highly suggest you read it and understand the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. It's not written by Jews. It's written by Jesuits, Roman Catholic, high-level at the Vatican, who are controlled by the Illuminati, the Italian insider Illuminati that controls the mafia, controls all of the intelligence agencies, and controls every military, including our own, including the religion, including the education system, including the church system, financial system, total control. And they have UN troops already here in the United States. Already here. There's not going to be an invasion. They did that in the 1990s. It's already finished. It's already done. They're just waiting to come out. So the Joint Chief of Staff, as smart as they may be at a four-star general and admirals, are dumber than rocks because they're going to be taken out by the very people they're briefing. You think that's wrong? Well, since the Council of Foreign Relations is responsible for the murder of every single veteran since World War I, World War II, actually before that, before it was even formed. The Vatican was responsible for the murder of those 500,000 Americans in the Civil War. That's who. How come someone don't get mad about that? And they pass it from one generation to the next for the murder of both sides, German and American and French and whatever you name it, whoever fought in World War I, and civilians. Can you tally that up on a calculator without it breaking? And these are facts. I'm not even speculating. I'm not being sensational or whatever. I'm telling you what the facts are. Every war had been perpetrated since 1921 by the Council. Before that was the Jesuits. And they all worked together. And this could be proven. Except nobody really cares whether they see the proof or not, or even cares whether it happens. So you don't care about Arlington being filled up by the bodies of our soldiers, Marines, sailors, Air Force, Navy, when it's being orchestrated by the Vatican, Illuminati. Because they're going to put you there too. Joint Chief of Staff and your families in mass graves. I'm not joking around here. I'm not playing around. I get nothing for this. When I'm done with this, I'm done. I just go about my little old business. I go feed my cat usually afterwards, and then I'm back to my little old life. But I've got the evidence. But just because I have it don't mean you all can't find it either if you start looking right soon. I've given clues on my website, watchmenforjesus.com. I've got a timeline there that you can take, and it'll take you months and months and months to get through it all. If you expand it. I said, if you expand it, the HIV, HPV shot, what it's really for, the attack on our military, orchestrated, understand the word orchestrated, suicides, 26 per day, that's probably minimal, per day. Accidents would increase the number. They list them as, but they're really suicides. So you generals out there and admirals think you got the ball in the wax, ball in the, in your bowling ball in the cover? No, you don't. You don't have it in the bag. They will target you. Chapter 15. Chapter X-ray Victor. Roman numeral, X-ray Victor. Other protocols learned under Zion. You think they're joking around? They're not joking around. They're taking the generals and admirals out any time you don't go along with it. They murdered Patton. Do the math on that. How many more have they murdered besides Pat Tillman? David Wilkerson. These police officers are getting shot. These are warnings to the others. And you cops out there, your fellow police officers that are Freemasons will turn you in a heartbeat because they're under a blood oath. And just because you had some kind of cookout and you all are sharing just the 4th of July cookouts and barbecues, that means zero. When they're under a blood oath to God to lie, cheat, and steal, and kill, they will do it. Because they believe themselves to be under an oath to God. And that's a fact. If you want the blood oath, I can give it to you word for word for three of them in the three different levels. Degrees. First, second, third degree. I can give you word for word from 1950 to 1980. It's the same thing. I checked it. So it's not just one decade or whatever. It goes back to all the way back. Family, what I'm saying, some serious things. Very serious. And I'm trying to warn people. Even the ones that's involved. That you're being lied to and used. A candidate of a ceremony. From whence does this light come? He says, he's asked, as we will lay, as the Shriners later talk about, in the East refers to Mecca, Saudi Arabia, holiest city in Islam, showing conclusively that Masonry's philosophical base is Eastern mysticism. It's all linked together. The Vatican created the religion of Islam between the 6th and 7th century. Where Islam did not exist, the Vatican created the religion from nothing to control the children of Ishmael. Before Islam, in the 6th and 7th century, ever existed, you have Roman Catholicism, and before Roman Catholicism, 325 AD was quantified, you might say, was the ancient mystery schools of religion. The New Age movement, the original. That's what existed before. But this candidate that's going to be a first-degree Mason assumes some sort of position with his legs that some of us with bad knees would have a hard time doing. Symbolizes Masonic square and compass, like on the baseball field. The square and compass. The G and the pitch and mound. First, second, third, and home base is the square and the compass of a Masonic homemade game in front of our eyes, representing Freemasonry every time the World Series is played, every time a baseball game is played in every high school in America, every college in America, every national. Why do you think they're paid so much? It's actually a celebration of Lucifer. That's a fact, because Doubleday, who created baseball in the 1860s, was a Freemason. They sit back and watch a baseball game and say, we know what that is, you don't. It's Freemasonry put to the field in the game that we watch. It's also called America's favorite sport. Baseball is a game of worshiping Lucifer, just like that ice water challenge bucket thing. That's a ritual traced back to the Aquarian Age. It is, in fact, a satanic ritual. These are all facts, man. But this candidate for first degree, he assumes this position with his legs, and he says, Mr. Jones, you're now placed in a proper position to take upon you the solemn oath or obligation of entered apprentice Mason, which I assure you is neither to affect your religion, which is a lie, or politics. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Anyway, if you're willing to take it, repeat your name and say after me. He says, I, Jones, whatever, of my own free will and accord, and in the presence of Almighty God, and this worshipful lodge of free and accepted Masons, dedicated to God, it's another lie, and held forth to the Holy Order of St. John, do hereby and hereon most solemnly and sincerely promise and swear I will always hail, even ever conceal, never reveal any part or parts or any act, art or arts, point or points of the secret arts and mysteries of ancient Freemasonry, which I have received and about to receive or may hereafter be instructed in to any person or persons of the known world. Unquote. That should be a problem if somebody is a Christian. Yet they're under the curse, and they don't see it. It goes on further. Promises not to write, print, stamp, stain, hue, cut, carve, or indent, or paint, or engrave, or whatever. Sometimes it's different places. Any of the Masonic secrets or anything movable or immovable, they just cut. Don't leave anything to doubt. The deepest secrets of Masonry goes back to Nimrod, witchcraft, warlock. You know, the same type of power that your Pentagon has weaponized and actually have classified projects, Russia and America both do. That they synthesize technology? Imagine that. The deepest secrets of Masonry are never to be printed, only handed down from one Mason to another by ancient oral rituals and recitations of sort. But Matthew 5:33-37 says, "But I say to you, make no oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth. But let your statements be yea, yea, or nay, nay. And anything else is of evil." Now, the oath of the first degree, and I ain't going to go over all three of them, but just to give you an idea. So the oath of the first degree Freemason, it gets worse all the way to 32 degrees. But the very first one, before you ever get started, quote, "To all of which I do solemnly and sincerely promise and swear without the least equivocation, minimum reservation or evasion of mind in me." Hey, Marines, that sound a little familiar? "Whatever, binding myself under no less penalty than to have my throat cut across, my tongue torn out by the root, and my body buried in the rough sands of the sea at low water mark, where the tide ebbs and flows twice in 24 hours. So help me, G-O-D. And keep me steadfast in the due performance of the same." Unquote. So he's been blindfolded, this candidate, and the entire time is then asked what he most desires, and the answer is light. Then the group forms a circle around him, like witchcraft, and the master says, "And God, let there be light," and there was light. This time they clap their hands, stomp the floor with their right foot as hard as they can. At the same time, the blindfold is suddenly pulled off, and he is temporarily blinded by the very lightly lit room, brightly lit room, and the effect is said to be so alarming as to cause fainting in some cases. He's brought to the light, but he's in the light already with the Spirit of God in him that now is being possessed. You heard me right. From then on, when they do the clap, clap, and stomp, stomp, a demon is attached to him. He takes home with him. That's why he loses control of his family. That's why he's cursed his generation plus three more of his entire family bloodline. If he's a third or fourth generation Freemason, it's already been cursed by the great-grandfather, grandfather, or father, whatever. And I have talked to several. And some of them have joined their father's membership because it just didn't feel right. Can anybody say conviction of the Holy Spirit by chance? Second degree, I know I said it wouldn't, but I will anyway. Second degree, their oath is as follows, and I'll stop here. "Binding myself under no less penalty than to have my left breast torn open and my heart and vitals taken from thence and thrown over my left shoulder and carried into the valley of Jehoshaphat, there to become prey to the wild beasts of the field and vulture of the air, if ever I should prove willfully or guilty of violating any part of this, my solemn oath or obligation of a fellow craft mason, so help me, G-O-D, and keep me steadfast, due performance the same." What in the world are you talking about? Come on, Cletus. You go to church and you can say these orders, something's wrong with this picture. Bad wrong. I mean, just as you have to learn it, you would say, I got to say this and the thing. Oh, I can't say that. Well, sure you can. No, I can't. Well, those are just idle words. Don't worry about it. Idle words. There's no such thing as idle words in God's kingdom. In God's universe, there's no idle word spoken. Every word you are held accountable for, no matter what. You can joke around all you want, but God don't joke. God don't have that kind of sense of humor. We're to worship God every day, not just a birthday or holiday or whatever. There's no holidays. Family, I'm sorry. But Christmas, Easter are pagan as you can ever get. And even the King James Bible proves that Easter is a pagan holiday. Sunrise service, family, is worshiping the sun. Good gosh, 99% of churches in America today, we shouldn't be any surprised since we have a church haunted house, you know, is coming up. Oh, yeah, the churches have their own haunted houses and bobbing apples and corn balls. Don't get me wrong. I like the maple syrup and corn balls. Or used to. Can't eat them now. Family's all pagan. I mean, every single bit, everything is pagan. But we talk about God. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Another hyperbole. I'll brew you a cup of coffee. Excuse me. A pot of coffee. Now, just take me a little bitty eyedropper. And I'll say, now, hold on, man. I'm going to give that coffee some spite up here. We're going to get really fired up. So I'll do a little dipper of some arsenic and water I had mixed up for you. Or let's just not be so dramatic. Let's say motor oil. Or let's do some gasoline. You want high test or low test? Okay, whatever. Regular, high test. All right, we'll do some regular. All right. So I got a little bit of an eyedropper full of fuel. I said, it's going to give it a kick, all right? Hey, I squirted it in a really good pot of coffee. Now, are you going to drink that coffee? Well, when you have just a little bit of corruption in God's word, the whole word is corrupted. It's no longer God's word. Same thing about holidays. Santa, in fact, Santa Claus is Satan's cause. Satan and Santa is an anagram. What is about Christmas that really is about God? Well, it's not when he was born. When Jesus was born, was not born in December. That is a problem, since he's born around September. So if he's not born in December, that kind of cancels out Christmas altogether. We're paid off, we're rewarded, and lied to. Ah, oh, come on, Tom. Do you lie to your kids? Is there a Santa Claus? Do we pay them off with a presents? It's nice. Why don't you just give them a present, period? You got 365 days. Just say, well, I just bought this for you because I love you. When? Any day you want to. Well, but we have the Christmas programs and we can do that too. 24/7. You can do whenever you want, 365 days out of the year. Matter of fact, once a week, you can pick any day you want to be the Sabbath. Just happen to pick it on a Saturday, Sunday. It don't make any difference. The Bible supports what I'm telling you. The churches would have you believe everybody's on a Sunday. And then SDA says, well, no, that's the mark of the beast, which it's not. It's on a Saturday. And they argue about when's the first day of the week. No. They want you all to go to church to give them money is what they want. And to corrupt you by the communist infiltration of the American churches. Bingo. Which began in 1887. That's why they want you to come to the churches. That's where I was headed. It took me a little while, about 37 minutes. The Pope breaks taboo by marrying couples who lived in sin. 50 of them. That's a little bit of a problem. Pope Francis, remember when I told y'all that you're going to have a fake World War III? That they're going to call interchangeably like Hagee and Mark Blitz and Nathan Leo and all the rest of them, that this is Armageddon, which is a lie. It's not Armageddon. It's not Gog and Magog. They can't make up their mind. World War III, they're interchanging it. Depends on who's got the best CD, I guess. Well, here it is. Just as sure as I'm sitting here, and I'm sitting here. Yep, Pope says September 13th. Oh, that was 2 days ago, y'all. Yeah. Pope Francis says that World War III has already begun. So if Pope Francis, the Jesuit, has says that World War III has already begun, then, hey, what do you think there, y'all? Now, I don't see much going on here in America. I don't see much going on in North Carolina. It's awful quiet. I went outside a little while ago. I couldn't hear no shooting or nothing. And I still, I know some people went to the supermarket a little while ago. And they still had food there. That doesn't mean they won't crash the market next week or something. But right now, World War III has already begun? Really? Where's the UFOs? Where's the shooting and all that? Not that I'm looking forward to it. It's coming, but it's not going to be World War III. So what, is the Pope a liar? What's the deal here? Or are they setting up for the advent, if you want to call it that, of the fallen angel that's coming, that's setting up for the first seal? Yeah, it's a possibility right there. because we're all getting close to this creating chaos to restore order by making you think using Calvinist and Preterist and Christian Denty and all the others, Carl Gallup and P.P. Simmons and the rest of them, to make people believe or convince people to believe that the tribulations are already over. It's already done. We missed it all. So then they got to have World War III or some kind of world conflict to bring on the one called Yeshua, the fake Jesus. We're close. How much of it, though, will God allow is the question. In this article they cite is Francis the Herald of the Prophesied One World Religion. Revelation 17:6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Family, that's already into the tribulation in about the fifth seal. We're not even in the first seal yet. So this is all my manipulation. Pope Francis said on Saturday, this past weekend, the spate of conflicts around the globe today was effectively a piecemeal Third World War, condemning the arms trade and plotters of terrorism, sowing death and destruction. So there's your chaos. Humanity needs to weep, and this is the time to weep, Francis said in a homily of a mass during a visit to Italy's largest war memorial, a large fascist area monument that where more than 100,000 soldiers who died in World War I are buried. Interesting, since World War I was a Jesuit-led mass murder, I find this very interesting, and he's a Jesuit. Huh. That's odd, isn't it? I guess nobody told him. Someone ought to tell him about that. Someone should tell him, too, like Lincoln gave us a quote that blamed the Jesuits for the Civil War. A war with the largest number of American deaths than any war we've ever had. 500,000, to be exact, plus. Does anybody see a problem with that, by chance? Slightly, maybe? I see a big problem, but I don't know. We talked about sterilization of women and men. And that, there you go, 15 September. That's today. 15 September. After seeing women on Medicaid should be sterilized, Russell Pierce resigns from Arizona GOP. Family, they're all part of this. Sterilization, population reduction by their plan. You know where the plan goes? 1973, Kissinger and Alexander Haig, a depopulation plan, NSSM 200. Mm-hmm. And guess who forwarded it from 1973, year 2000 and on? Jimmy the Peanut Farmer Carter, that's who. Global 2000, to continue it. Wasn't that something? He's not a Christian, he's another Luciferian. Like all the rest of them. They all work together. I mean, just one thing after another. It's amazing how they all work together. And it's just, when you know this truth, it's like surreal to read these articles and see how people are so fooled. You say, well, that's just on the article you found. They take these articles and they make them what you call viral. So this is why, and I read in the Winston-Salem Journal paper or Mount Airy paper or whatever, the articles they have there, if they match these articles, I know they're put out throughout the United States. Because you see, every major police department, every major media and newspaper in America is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations. They assign an editor to each paper to make sure they follow along with the criteria for the Council of Foreign Relations that's controlled by the Illuminati to lie to the American people on TV and on the newspapers and magazines and everything. And I've got the list of, I'm not going to go over the list today, but the list of Council of Foreign Relations of all the media control. Matter of fact, this is cited in 1915 under Congressional Committee investigation. Confirms J.P. Morgan bought out 25 of the major newspapers. From then on, they controlled it. One newspaper, though, in 1950s, got some good information out, and that was the Chicago Tribune. And they blamed the Council of Foreign Relations in 1950 for the ill-advised entry in the Korean War and the murder, mass murder of our own troops because of the setup and the way it was designed. And the way it was designed, Jim MacArthur confirms it in his diary. It was designed to lose. I got a problem with that. When are you all in the Masons? When are you all that are on both sides, militia and the police, going to stop fighting each other, stop being stupid? When are you going to turn around and say, wait a minute now, why are we fighting each other here? What's going on here? Who's pushing those buttons? Take Sheriff Apayo and say, and go in there and crash in his office and say, we got a problem here. And find out if he's a Jesuit. Find out if he is a Freemason. And those as Freemasons, those as Christian, born-again Christians, witness to the Freemason partner you have and tell them to get out of the Freemasons now. Witness to renounce a blood oath. He's no longer under the obligation. Why do you have secrets from your family? For what reason? What secrets do you have? Of supernatural manipulation, ritualistic. It's not of God, so if it's not of God, it's going to be one other person. It's Satan, Lucifer. And that's who your 33rd degree Mason worship. The Shriners know this. Ask them. They won't tell you. They're under a blood oath not to. They run this country. They run this world. For now. It won't last the entire period because once they have total control, they are going to kill them. How much was it going to take to get people to understand this and to get out of there? Quote, Lucifer, the light bearer, not the morning star, that's a lie, to hide the fact that he's Lucifer, the light bearer, in Latin, lucent. Oh, yeah, how about that? Lucifer, the light bearer, strange and mysterious name to give to the spirit of darkness, Lucifer, the son of the morning. It is he who bears the light, and with his splendors, intolerable, blinds feeble, sensual, and selfish souls, doubt it not. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma, the Ancient and Accepted Scottish Rite of Freemasonry, page 321, of the 19th degree of Grand Pontiff, Lucifer, the Son of the Morning. Now, I've heard that name before somewhere. Where have I heard that name before? Anybody tell me? As if anybody could tell me. I don't have a chat. But, family, this is what drives everything. This is what drives this entire conspiracy, is the supernatural. No human being could ever come up with this. It's not possible. And to go through each generation from each generation. Isaiah 14:12. And only in the King James Bible. That's why I'm going to get rid of the King James Bible. It says in King James Bible, How art thou fallen from heaven? How art thou fallen from heaven? Now, I don't know how you could twist that around. Fallen is, now throw an apple up, and when it comes back down, what's it done from the tree? If you shake the tree, it's what from a tree? It's fallen. See? And now you add heaven to it, and he's fallen, it means he was in heaven, and he's fallen like an apple to the ground. That's pretty clear. O Lucifer, son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which doth weaken the nations? He's come down here to weaken the nations. I'm just reading it from the Bible, word for word, in the King James Bible. Now, it doesn't say that in the other Bibles. Now, why wouldn't it do that? Why is it called the morning star? Why do they say it's the king of Babylon? The king of Babylon was in heaven? I don't think so. Except they want you to believe that. That it's talking about the king of heaven. Well, nowhere there, the king of Babylon. Nowhere there does it say the king of Babylon, man. It says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which thou weaken the nations? What does it mean, weaken the nations? Weaken them in sin. I'm getting exact with you all here, and I'm telling you word for word. I'm not making up one word, not one. And guess who? I talked about Friday, Thursday and Friday, primarily Friday. Guess who controls your Pentagon pretty much through MK Ultra? Michael Aquino. And guess what? He founded the Temple of Set of Lucifer. Now, there's a problem in your Pentagon. You got a big rat in a belfry. He's in your Pentagon, man. He's a general. How about that, huh? Y'all see any problem with that militia? Y'all see a problem with that? Nobody said a word? None of your generals? They lose their backbone? What happened? From 1, 2, 3, 4 star. Why don't they demand he be set out? And probably arrested for child murder. As the Child Protective Service brings the children to the CIA as they use the children that y'all don't know about to gain access to the portals by murder, consumption in ways you can't even imagine. I know that's a little bit graphic, but it's true. Nancy Schaefer, senator, was going to get rid of or at least control the Child Protective Service and also put a stop to the North American Union. As you all know, that's been on my regular broadcast. I've mentioned this many times, even in one of her speeches I've played several times. She was shot in the back by her husband while she slept, and he killed himself, murder-suicide. They just can't decide in some of the reports whether he shot himself in the head or the chest. Did that weaken the nations? How did Lucifer do that? Because you see, in fact, what you're not told in churches, Satan goes around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, etc., etc. They never tell you how. They just give this little word and they preach up a storm and go to something else. They don't tell you exactly how he does it. Shame on you, churches. Shame on you. But in any case, I'm going to tell you. You see, Satan's world system includes commerce, politics, religion, education, entertainment. All entertainment. TV is the worst. Many other things. Through his world system, Satan can offer people power. They offer him riches, possessions, worldly honors. Nobel was an Illuminati. Cecil Rhodes, one evil individual. Rhodes Scholarship, they have to take an oath as a Rhodes Scholar before they can continue on to worship Satan, like the Jesuits, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. If he's a Rhodes Scholar like Naomi Wolf, Wesley Clark, a so-called general, Powderpuff Clark, responsible for most of the murders in Kosovo when he first moved in there as NATO commander. Billy Bob Clinton, Rhodes Scholar, and all the rest of them. They put him in all places for what? For commerce, politics, religion, education, sports, entertainment, which is part of it, world kingdoms, leaders, world organizations, many other things. They control all that. So he had to bring them in. Power, riches, possessions, worldly honors, intellectual achievement, social prestige, and their favorite parking place. You know, Satan can give people about anything he wants. They want make them satisfied to remain under his rule, to leave God out of their lives. And they go to church thinking it's okay. Well, it's not okay. You think at the last minute you repent, it may be too late then. But I got family to feed. Well, go ahead and feed them, but you're heading to hell. Feed them all you want. If they're born again, and you're not, you'll never see them again in the eternal world. That's serious. There is a millennium coming, and after millennium is eternity. Except you'll be in hell. They'll be protected. They'll be with God. You won't. Because you've taken a blood oath. Or, because of your turning away from God by becoming a Mason, or a secret society member, you've damned your family. I don't know if people are catching on with the seriousness of what I'm talking about. I don't know. But what I'm telling you is the truth. And all the good deeds that makes you feel good about yourself means nothing to God. In Scripture, he says, all good deeds are as filthy as rags. Look it up. Only after it's been the judgment is your good deeds looked at. It's after the fact in the great white throne judgment. Determines what level of hell you're going to be put in. And for those who accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, you're rewarded for the good deeds you've done. And those that were saved by fire, but you weren't a good steward of the assets that you had, you might live in shame, but you will at least be saved. Some of the preachers don't talk about this. The scriptures are clear. The ruler is Satan himself, and this will come as a surprise to many people, but the Bible makes it clear that the course of this age is governed by Satan. Satan allows men to be in charge of things, but he himself is the real ruler behind the scenes. It's not the Jews, it's not the Muslims, it's not Timbuktu, Obama, or the Vatican. It's Satan in the supernatural way that attends the Bilderberg meetings as Sanat Kumara. The fallen angels attend the Bilderberg, attend the Club of Rome, attend the Wesak festival. Don't let that festival thing fool you. That's how they cover it over. Everything I'm telling you is true and documented. I'm not making any of this up. That's how he pulls people in. How about 1 John 5:19? Probably get tired of hearing me talk. Just let God talk. 1 John 5:19. And we know that we are of God. And the whole world lieth in wickedness. Unquote. There it is, black and white, family. in 1 John 5:20. And we know that the Son of God is come, hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Did you all hear what I just said? This is the true God. Right after I said Jesus Christ. There's no getting around that. 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. What's an idol? Anything that takes you away from God is an idol. And number one is patriotism. I'm a former Marine. I joined for patriotic reasons. Just wanted to kill for my country. I don't know else to say it. That's the only reason I ever joined. I felt an obligation to go fight. I joined when I was during the period of Vietnam, but I missed it because of 2 months. We were out before I graduated from college to become an officer. And we got out in March of 1975. I graduated in May 75. So I missed Vietnam by 2 months. But my intention was the core belief of, if I'm American, I got to fight for my country. It's not free. Et cetera, et cetera. I was blinded by this patriotism. And it's hard for me to say about it even today. I'm so much of a core belief that I have. It's what we live for. Some of us. I mean, you know what I mean? To say anything otherwise is like taboo. Well, that's how it's set up. In the New World Order, you'll not have any patriotism to one country. You'll be to the world order. That's what that means. And when Jesus Christ comes back, you'll have no patriotism to whatever section of the earth you live in or what tribe or family. It's to Jesus Christ. So either way you look at it, you're heading toward a one world government. No matter what you come, you know, you're not going to have different flags and TV in the kingdom of heaven. There's no TV, I'm sorry. I'm not sorry, but you know, for you that just got to have a TV, you're not going to have it in God's kingdom. There's no technology in God's kingdom. What do you think that great earthquake is going to do in the sixth seal? It's going to destroy everything. Everything technology is taking the families away. What happens when a father comes back and the mother, well, now they both work, of course, and the kids come back from school and everything, you got latchkey kids and all that. Everybody heads to that TV, boy. Got to have it in the rooms, got to have it everywhere. I heard two people tell me in my life, more than that, actually, but to remember, I said, you don't watch TV? I said, no, I ain't watched TV in, well, now 6 years. The TV I got, I couldn't even give away. It's one of those ones you need a lifting car to carry it. It's not what you have today. Mine's old, man. It's old. It's big. I got it stuck in a stupid closet. But anyway, so you watch TV, Tom? I said, no, I don't watch TV. I have nothing about cable, none of that mess. In 6 years. And they look at me like I had three heads on. They said, gosh, man, I couldn't live without mine, unquote. I'm like, wow, you couldn't live without yours. You couldn't live without your, okay. So when family gets together, they watch TV. What do you do when you sit there? Watch TV. Hey, did you hear? Shh, shh, shh. Shh, be quiet. But Dad, you know that, hold on, talk about it later. Does that sound familiar? That's what's going on today. Hey, Tom, and I'll say, what? They say, I go to a bookstore down here just to, like, kind of a Cracker Barrel checker thing going on. We sit and drink coffee and talk and all this on a regular basis. Hey, Tom. And I'll say, what? Did you listen to Obama's speech? I said, no. Why not? I said, why should I? I said, it's all scripted out, and they never do what they're going to say they do anyway. It's a waste of time. And it is. It's all scripted. Whether Bush is talking, Carter, Clinton, that don't make one lick of difference. State of the Union address. For what? It's all scripted. And they don't intend on carrying it out. Who cares? Honestly. Because it's scripted. It's like a movie script. And to get them, they're always going to tell you good stuff. It's always going to happen. They're always going to tell you good stuff. And then along the way, something happens, called the dialectic, that caused him to justify not to carry through what he said in his speech. It always works that way. Because it's planned that way. Man, whoo, when people are going to wake up. Good gosh almighty. And they're appointed, never elected. That's the other thing about it. So when they appoint the president, don't you know they scripted out the speeches? And he's going to carry it through. Now, if this president, whoever it is, gets a case of the conscience, he says, well, I'm just going to do the right thing. He's a dead man. If you don't believe me, if they were alive, go ahead and ask Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. If they were alive, they'd tell you so. Because they went against the Illuminati, and look where it got them. Garfield was just a bad actor. And Reagan was just getting stupid, saying too much to the Congress and other folks about the financial situation. And they wanted to shut him down, so they made it look like his assassination. You know, Squeaky Fromm and Hinckley were friends? Can anybody say MK Ultra? So, you know, it's all played out. It's all played out. So how do you take it serious? I don't. Eat the chicken, spit out the bones. In other words, you hear what truth they got to say, and then you say, and I kind of decipher it. The Pope breaks taboo by marrying couples who lived in sin. You had a trooper shot up in Pennsylvania. One's dead, one's unconscious. He woke up the other day. And you know that there's an upcoming satanic black mass in Oklahoma. The belt buckle of the Bible Belt sold out. And then you have the transgender issue. Got to have that little sex thing going on. Homecoming Queen Scarlett Lieb, L-E-N-H, whatever, puts transgender into issues front and center. So you got a homecoming queen that's transgender, and her situation hits the viral newscast. There you go. That's how it works. And you had another megachurch that just implodes. So what are the Christians in this megachurch? When the pastor goes bad on them. When the church destroys itself. Now what? That's what it's designed to do. For that very reason. And one other article I found. Very interesting. The Chinese government says the Dalai Lama must reincarnate. Then another article said, Chinese government says the Dalai Lama must reincarnate to respect tradition. Reincarnate the Dalai Lama. I guess he's got to reuse cream. I don't know. He's going to reincarnate. You know what that means, really? Seriously? That means he's going to be indwelled with an avatar. My regular listeners, you know what I'm talking about. It's hard to explain to you what an avatar really is. But that's not reincarnate. That's a lie. Get rid of the R-E. Then you have it. Incarnate. That's what it really means. He will be incarnated. That's something they don't want you to know. You think, well, come on, Tom. He's a bald-headed little old man. He just smiles and grins and bumps heads with everybody. No. He's one of the most evil in the world. Because he is the one that one of them, actually, the Tibetans, that channels the fallen angels, that delivers the messages. Why does the head bumping thing going on? You know, I know this. A lot of this sounds crazy, but if people would actually take the effort to research it, you'd find out what I'm telling you is the truth. What am I supposed to do about it? Pray against it. Educate your children. Take down what they've set up. Find out what is taught today, or she. And fix it, because the teachers are going to lie to them. Tom, now that's gone too far, boy. Now you're talking out of your head. And then I'm going to say, really? I'm going to say, well, you want to see the evidence? Now, who's the insane one now when the person says, well, no, I don't want to see none of that? Now who's insane? Those that don't want to see the evidence or even search for it, or those who call me insane when I have the evidence? Which, if I have it, anybody can get it. It's a matter of looking for it. That's simple as that. And waking up. It's nothing I hold in my own little hands that nobody can see, but you got to get it for $19.99. No. You can find it yourself at any time. For free. Just got to look for it. I say think on your own. I say search it for yourselves. Pray for wisdom and discernment through the Holy Spirit. Don't run away from truth. Don't run away when your core beliefs are challenged, but meet it head on. I've said many times this quote, 1930, Charles Francis Potter, a humanist, no less. Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism, unquote. Herbert London, Georgia Ann Geyer, Roger Kimball, all confirm in their quotes, 1987 to 1989, that Marxism, socialism, and humanism control almost every American university and college in America. That's just education. And that's just barely scratching the surface. So what can you do about it? Again, find out what your kid's being taught and change it. Lead them like they used to in the old days. With leadership. Prayer. I go to a buffet on occasion called Golden Corral or something like that. And I was sitting there this past weekend, I think it was Saturday, I believe it was. And I saw a young girl, probably 15, maybe 13, 14, 15. Oh my. She had black fingernail polish, had a pullover sweatshirt with a big pentagram on the back of it with all these runes, R-U-N-E-S, runes, witchcraft, Wicca stuff going on, the black boots with the studs, you know, that look like something on Mad Max. And, I mean, we're talking serious Wicca going on here. This little old town. Family's a problem there. Because these Wicca, they pretend to like your children, to... You're bullied, we'll take care of you. We believe in Mother Nature and love and all that. Well, they're lying. They don't. They're witches. And they try to pull your kids in. Show them tricks that makes them powerful. That's all temporary. Suicides happen because it's satanic worship. That's where they're headed. Or drugs, because it gives them that ethereal feeling, just like the marijuana. I'm going to probably talk about that maybe tomorrow, this lie about marijuana, what it really does. It's not about healing at all. Communist infiltration of churches. Sneaking up on you. The least you suspect is the one that's hitting you the hardest. You know, near the end about the 19th century, around the close of the Civil War, there was a lot of massive numbers of American workers. They labored in poverty while your robber barons like Carnegie and Rockefellers were harvesting the wealth, setting up for World War I, banana wars and all that to gain control and power in the early 1900s. Many viewed these speculators at the time as exploiting those who helped gain riches through heartbreaking work, backbreaking work, long hours, wages low enough to hold them in desperation and poverty. The Rockefellers conducted several massacres of coal mining families in Mattawan and several other locations. They massacred men, women, and children. How'd they get away with that? The Baldwin Detective Agency, hired by Rockefellers, did nothing but massacre, genocide, getting control of the coal mining industries. Still operate today. They still operate today. Something not right there. Somebody's control somewhere. You know, the number of the rich justified their cruelty by espousing the damning tenets of social Darwinism. You know, they argued that if evolution favored the survival of the fittest, why then should the strong help the weak to survive? Hence your blood oath, Freemason. So you'll be quiet about your own destruction. It is very profound what I've just said. For you to be quiet to help your own destruction and death. See, the social gospel was born about that time. The intent was to pretty much co-opt the churches that day into a larger, united organization. And what it would do would be to alleviate the hardships of the poor, they said. But they used philanthropy to control the people. The Rockefellers funded Billy Graham in 1949, 1950. He is a Jesuit and he is a 33rd degree Freemason, as is Robert Schuller. Copeland, Joyce Myers, Easel Star, Gloria What's-Her-Face, Benny Hinn, Hagee, the whole doggone lot of them. Just enough truth to pull you in, enough lie to get you put in hell, to keep you from being saved. But don't forget your October 31st Halloween at your church now. The haunted house, of course. You know, the reality of this gospel was located just beneath the word social, of this social gospel. Promoted socialism, humanism, before the gospel mandate to save souls. Family, that goes back to Nimrod. And that's where your holidays come from. Isis. Isis. Did I just say Isis? Boy, that sounds a little bit familiar, don't it? Ishtar. Easter? Yeah. Easter is a pagan holiday according to the King James Bible. So is Christmas. And every single holiday on your calendar, including the days of the week and the month. You know, Josiah Strong coordinated the... Josiah Strong, you ever heard of him? He coordinated the General Christian Conference in 1887. And you know what that was for? Well, this was 4 years after September the 11th, 1883. Yeah, I know. If it goes past 21, I get a little bit, I've already taken my socks off to count. Sometimes I got to borrow your other feet, people's feet and toes to get past 42. September 11th, a year of the occult, 1893, was the world's first parliament of religions held in Chicago, Illinois. That date, September 11th, would allow a fallen angel to come into this world through a portal. I can't get more exact than that. I don't have time to beat around the bush. So in 4 years after that, Josiah Strong then brought together a general Christian conference, and the idea was to pull the churches into an evangelical alliance for the United States to fuel the fires of social gospel, preparing for world religion even far back as 1887. You know, his primary purpose was to collectivize the churches, bring them all together, so that Christian public opinion could make itself felt by the government. Later, the government, you know, controls them through how? Tax-exempt status. 501c3 churches. The government tells your church what they will preach, what they won't preach, what Bible they will and won't use, or will pull away your tax-exempt status, and then all kinds of trouble starts happening. So you better do what we tell you to do. And to ensure this, Freemasons make sure the preacher doesn't preach conviction of sins. I know for a fact several churches, preachers have told me, and they were warned. Preacher, don't be preaching about that. That's, we need to move on with that one. About Freemasons. But you know, this Josiah Strong's organization, this alliance in Christian socialism, was absorbed by the Federal Council of Churches and the socialist movement to infiltrate and control Christian churches began in earnest at that point. Now, from separate investigation, separate research, I found that Dulles Airport? Yeah. John Foster Dulles is named after. Yeah, that's one. You know that he was Rockefeller's chief Protestant philanthropy? Was John Foster Dulles? And did you know the Federal Council of Churches, I just finished telling you about, the Federal Council of Churches of Christ, was in 1936... pronounced by naval intelligence to be one of the most dangerous and subversive institutions in the country. And do you know that the Rockefellers, who made $200 million in World War I over the deaths of our soldiers, Marines, the Rockefellers would give a philanthropic kind of gesture, like to Harvard, like $20 million or whatever, to advance Protestant theology? If they got in any kind of trouble, they'd give money, big sums, to those involved to keep them quiet or to show their benevolent side, and everybody just let it go. You know, in the early part of the 20th century, following what was at that time the outraged outcry by the nation as a whole at the brutal Colorado fuel and iron massacre of their workers, men, women, and children were murdered by the Rockefellers. And they set up the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial. Laura Spelman was kind of a wife of one of the connections. So it initially was entirely devoted to charity and support of churches. That's how they do it. You know, good deeds are as filthy as rags. You ever wonder why? Well, as soon as public attention was diverted, the monies that went to this initially, does Ice Bucket Challenge come to mind? It should. As soon as public attention was diverted, the monies went to the Laura Spelman Rockefeller Memorial, went to support a subversion and the Illuminist communist conspiracy under the direction of Beardsley Rummel, R-U-M-L. And according to the Roosevelt's Communist Manifesto by Manuel Josephson, 1955, he said, and I quote, "They also launched Billy Sunday on his evangelical, on his evangelical revivalism in that era," quote, "as they're now doing with Billy Graham," unquote, 1955. Weishaupt taught that, Adam Weishaupt, he was the Jesuit that planned the World Revolutionary Plan, finished May the 1st, 1776, that we're under today. So Weishaupt taught his followers very well the value of using religion and philanthropy as a cover for the conspiracy. Federal Council of Churches later became, because of this identification by Naval Intelligence, 1936, as the National Council of Churches, the Federal Council of Churches, to be the most dangerous and subversive institution in the country. One of the most. They changed their name, all they did, to the National Council of Churches. So if your church is a member of the National Council of Churches, it's a member of the Illuminati and murderers. So what came out of it? Federal Council of Churches, a socialist movement to infiltrate, control Christian churches, then started in earnest in 1887. So coming from Europe in the 1880s, a typical Christian organizations were the following. Church Association for the Advance of Labor, 1887. Society of Christian Socialists, 1889. And the Christian Socialist Fellowship. And so each of these organizations and groups kind of melded into the Federal Council of Churches. The goal, the primary number one goal, would be to unite all the churches under one umbrella, forming a world church. Does that sound a little familiar in the Red Book of Revelation? It should. There was a young man named Walter Rosenbusch. Russian Bush, German, obviously, graduated from prestigious Rochester Theological Seminary around 1885. Now, he's thoroughly indoctrinated in socialist tenets of Illuminism. There's that word again. And this is a philosophy that is supposed to be religious, like Freemasonry, but what they've done is substituted faith in man where faith in God should stand. And Karl Marx noted that Illuminism is nothing else but Marxism. And Karl Marx, I found from separate investigation, separate, completely unrelated, was given the document by Clinton Roosevelt to plagiarize the Communist Manifesto in 1848. Clinton Roosevelt, ancestral cousin to FDR, plagiarized his document called the Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, 1841. Science of Government Founded on Natural Law, that he plagiarized, rewrote, and renamed from Adam Weishaupt's plan. Bingo. Checkmate. Rosenbusch was considered to be both an Illuminist and a Marxist. You know, around 1892, 5 years before Zionism was created by the Vatican. The Reverend Walter Rauschenbusch, author of Christianity and the Social Crisis, about around the late 1800s, 1990s. He organized a Brotherhood of the Kingdom. So with several, I guess you'd say, fellow travelers of such, promoted socialism and humanism in American churches, and then to perform the institutions of capitalism. So, Rauschenbusch is considered to be the real founder of social Christianity. So then about 1893, September 11th, the first world's Parliament of Religions in Chicago. The idea was to form a world religion. So they asked the questions, how in the world could a representative of one religion affirm the beliefs of another without denying his own? You ever thought about that? How's that going to work? If a Christian affirmed Judaism, is he not denying Jesus Christ? If you have a Muslim, he affirms the belief of a Jew. Well, is he not turning against his entire culture? Rauschenbusch was a professor at Rochester Theological Seminary. He taught this kind of a socialistic religious philosophy, if you want to call it that, to future clergymen. So, in 1893, he said, and I quote, "The only power that can make socialism succeed is religion. It cannot work in an irreligious country." He also declared, quote, "Socialism is coming," unquote. And now what he did, he proclaimed it would come creatively in the social process without a recourse to illegality or violence. In other words, you'll accept it. I found from separate investigation. That was 1897. To show you continuity of their plan. That's not just some historical event back in 1890s, for goodness sakes. I mean, we're talking about today, right? We're talking about today. Well, when you fast forward to 1944, during the middle of World War II, after FDR said what he did about a military coup he's going to put in the United States, why would FDR want to set up a military coup knowing very well we're going to go to World War II? Now, why would he want to do that? Well, I read you all the quote about FDR before, what that rascal was up to. Well, in addition to him, in 1897, talking about socialism, and people not knowing that they're going to be socialist, yep, there it is, Norman Mattoon Thomas, 1944. He was a socialist party candidate for president of the United States. He said in a 1944 speech, kind of a little bit toward the end of World War II, he said, and I quote, "The American people will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the name of liberalism, they will adopt every fragment of the socialist program until one day America will be a socialist nation without knowing how it happened." He went on to say, "I no longer need to run as a presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. The Democrat Party has adopted our platform." Now, that's the Democrat Party. Republican Party, you're just about worse. Because you're responsible for the setup of our soldiers dying in Arlington. You are responsible. Because you set up errant wars. The Council of Foreign Relations sets up the wars to kill our American soldiers since 1921. How come somebody don't do something about that? How come some generals that might have a little backbone get the other generals together and close that place down? Or does Satan have them by the shoestrings? Quote, Chicago Tribune, 1950, Chicago Tribune said, and I quote, "The members of the council, the foreign relations, should look at their hands. There's blood on them. The dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one." In that reference, it was Korean War. They set up the wars by design. Secret society members. They tell our government what to do.
Oh, thank you very much, Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future. I mean, Richard just gave what could be described as a mini version of my remarks in talking about the issues that confront us. But I look out at this audience filled with not only many friends and colleagues, but people who have served in prior administrations. And so there is never a time when the inbox is not full. Shortly before I started at the State Department, a former Secretary of State called me with this advice: don't try to do too much. And it seemed like a wise admonition if only it were possible. But the international agenda today is unforgiving. Two wars, conflict in the Middle East, ongoing threats of violent extremism and nuclear proliferation, global recession, climate change, hunger and disease, and a widening gap between the rich and the poor.
Man, they're such liars. They tell the truth, part of it, and the other part they just lie through their collective teeth. No matter male, female, makes no difference whatsoever. They're all secret society members. That's Hillary. You probably gathered that. You know Hillary, right? How benevolent they sound. Caring, loving, patriotic, and all that kind of sort of thing. Hook, line, and sinker, they're Joint Chief of Staff. And your kids go to schools. They control by design to mislead. Well, that Miss Hillary Clinton there, back in 1989, tried to get the Convention of the Rights of the Child signed in America in 1990s, and that treaty is in effect since September 2nd. 1990, we didn't sign it, went against her. She put pressure to get it signed. It didn't work. Long story short, I've talked about this before. It's designed to steal your children. Take control of them. You say, well, because up in Oregon, they're trying to get the Child Euthanasia Act passed. So your disabled children that you love and want to take care of, or if they just don't want to live any longer, or just regular children, you know, children that's not disabled, just decide they're tired of living, can kill themselves legally, it will be made legal and you can't stop it. That's what's going on. They already did it in Belgium. I don't know how many hundreds of kids have died already on account of it. I'm not telling you something's going to happen. I'm telling you something is happening. But now don't forget that TV's on now. Might have some good program like Dancing with the Stars or survivor or something. I don't know. That's real important, you know. In the meantime, like Norman Toon Thomas said, before you even know it, it starts with these churches. How come y'all don't get together and demand? The preacher works for you. You don't work for him. He's under control of the 501c3, for those that are. And you're using NIV Bible, the New American Standard Bible, the NLT, the New King James Bible. These are all heretical Bibles, as can be proven, promoted by the preachers. You have a right as a congregation to demand. Why is this even an issue? Anyway, to demand that the Word of God, the true Word of God, be used in your church. Why is that even a problem? Why would I have to even say that? But apparently I do. Because a lot of these preachers carry the NIV with them. They use it. I know for a fact, I know several, that carry the NIV with them and promote it in their own Bible studies. And have argued with me that it's easier to read. I said, yeah, it's easier to read because it takes out words like Jesus and Christ and about, you know, 237 verses. Makes it a little easier to read. Sure. So does Mother Goose rhymes. And don't forget Revelation 22, 18, 19. It condemns you to hell. So other than that, I guess no problem, right? That you're lying to your congregation. Well, the congregations allow it to happen. Granted, you might have to tie up and put tape on the mouth of your Freemasons to keep them quiet. Yet they carry so much power and the wives do bake sales. I know it's hard to get by, you know. I mean, all we're talking about here is, you know, eternal security. Yeah, versus a bake sale or, oh, how controlled they are in the country. You know, this Rosenbusch, whatever, he declared that socialism is coming, proclaiming that it would come creatively in the social process without recourse to illegality or violence, which perfectly matches up, unquote, which perfectly matches up with Norman Mattoon Thomas. You think they work together, maybe? Huh, maybe they're taught the same things. You know, Reverend F.D. Huntington, he's another Marxist, a reverend. That should alarm you. Anyway, he was in New York during this period of time setting up the Christian Socialist Movement as an offshoot of London's Fabian Socialist Society. Fabian Society, he had never trusted in 1700s by George Washington. He never trusted them in the first place. You know, a radical eugenist was George Bernard Shaw. That rascal. Huh? How about that? Sidney and Beatrice Webb, several other notable Marxists, directed the creation of the demented Fabian group. It's reported that the Webbs traveled to America in 1898. That was to review the success of the Fabian infiltration of our religious institutions. Talking again back to 1901, there's a collection of socialists and Fabians that took leadership positions in the National Federation of Churches. You had Dr. Henry F. Ward. He was among these guys, and in the latter part of his years, this Ward secured several powerful roles in various church councils in the Methodist Church. The Interchurch Conference of Federation proposed a Federal Council of Churches in 1905, the very same Federal Council of Churches we're talking about for the past 30 minutes. And you had the American Institute of Marxist Studies, AIMS, published a book called Marxism and Christianity by Herbert Aptheker's, A-P-T-H-E-K-E-R-S. Is a chairman, it was a kind of an honorary or a tribute to the honorary chairman, Dr. Howard F. Ward. Had a full page engraved to him. In 1908, I mentioned this year quite a few times, this ward in Rosenbusch formed the Federal Council of Churches. Bingo. And they believed that, quote, socialism must start in the churches. So what'd they do? They got control of the schools, used them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist program propaganda, softened the curriculum, got control of teachers' association, but the party line in textbooks. This is part of the current communist goals of 1963 Congressional Record. They gained control of all student newspapers. They use student riots to foment public protests against the programs or organizations under which under communist attack. Ever heard of Kent State? Would Americans fire on American citizens? They tested to see if it would. Apparently they did. Infiltrate the press. They got control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. To gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. This is documented, family, congressional records. Can you speak Hannity, Beck, Limbaugh? Oh, yeah. How about Operation Mockingbird? Look it up. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings. Substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms, unquote. You know what one of the seven ashram rays that they control this world with? Council of Seven is the following. Education, philosophy, religion, all sciences, politics, economics and finance, and harmony, beauty, and the arts. Bingo. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Quote, our plan is to promote ugliness in repulsive, meaningless art, unquote. What did they do in France with this woman that, well, took all kinds of form with her body parts in a regular art gallery? We're not talking on the street here. How about all this modern art? Now you understand what it's all about? Are you starting to see it? How they control it? This is documented. Family, I'm not making this up. Congressional Records, Communist Goals, 1963, page 834 to 835, January 10th, 1963. Current Communist Goals. Extension of remarks of Honorable A.S. Herlong, Jr. of Florida in the House of Representatives. Thursday, January 10th, 1963. Ironically enough, that's the same year they finished the Iron Mountain Report. Number 24 of this plan was to eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. Well, duh. Number 25 was break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography, obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. Can anybody say Rupert Murdoch, Fox TV, Satanist, and Knights of Malta member? Knights of Malta member like General Boykin, Rick Joyner, Leonard Horowitz, many others. Knights of Malta membership, Blood Oath, Freemasons, you got it? Oh, Rupert Murdoch. Oh, Knights of Malta, pornography, obscenity. His pastor is Rick Warren, of course. He's also the owner, Rupert Murdoch, of the NIV Bible. And he's also the owner of Satanist Bible. Yeah. Now, as I've said several times before, let me think here for a minute. Is there a conflict of interest here with the NIV Bible and Rupert Murdoch? Let me think for a minute. Yeah, I think there is. Number 26 of this communist agenda was present homosexuality, degeneracy, promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. Healthy? Really? This is almost, do y'all understand what I'm saying here? This is so surreal. It's surreal and so real. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, this is happening right before our very eyes, and nobody's doing a darn thing about it. They're just letting it happen. Man, it's like, it's mind-boggling, and nobody's doing anything about it. You got a blooded Kent State t-shirt being put out there. It's called Death Education. What's wrong with people out there? Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Illuminati from Russia. Ruth Bader Ginsburg. U.S. Supreme Court Justice said, and I quote, "Prostitution as a consensual act between adults is arguably within the zones of privacy protected by recent constitutional decisions," unquote, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Promiscuity, Jerusalem Elders, quote, "Give me the choice of trying to educate a 3-year-old about sex or trying to educate an 18-year-old, I'll take the 3-year-old anytime," unquote. Roberta Achenberg, Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development in 1990, said, and I quote, another self-proclaimed lesbian in the Clinton administration, of course, suggested that part of the problem rests with groups like the Boy Scouts of America. Roberta Achenberg said, I quote, "Do you want children learning the values of an organization that provides character building exclusively for straight, God-fearing male children?" Unquote. Boy Scouts. Did you know in 1977-78 that Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinion 20 years before this? And she said, and I quote, in this article, in this report to Civil Rights Commission, part of what she said, quote, "Eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner and wife as homemaker, and integrate all male and all female organizations such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities," unquote. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. That was the design of it. And to eliminate traditional feminine roles, in that same report, 1977, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she said, quote, "Draft women into the military and assign them to combat duty and apply affirmative action to the armed forces to equalize the number of men and women," unquote. And that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. That was done June 2013 by Leon Panetta, who, by the way, is a member of the Knights of Malta. I'm not eating ice cream either. I mean, tell you, I just... Number 27 was to infiltrate the churches, replace revealed religion with social religion. Anybody say mega church by chance? Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch, unquote. And number 28, eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the grounds that it violates the principle of separation of church and state, unquote. Can anybody say a Jesuit organization, NAACP, ACLU, or just any one of them you name? That's why they do this for. That's what's going on since 1963. I hope you Joint Chief of Staff are getting an earful. Because, man, you're on a canoe and you don't even know it. And that sucker's got a hole in it that you can't plug up with your thumb. We're coming to the end of the program for today, Monday. I just wanted to kind of give an easy listening today. And set the stage for the rest of the week as I reveal more of what they're up to. Some of this could be caught at homes when you talk to your children and not the TV. What'd you learn today, son? What'd you learn today, daughter? What's your project you doing? What'd they tell you? They told you what? Oh, no. Teacher's telling you wrong. They want you to do what? No, you ain't doing that. I'll talk to them tomorrow. Or y'all got the point. But that's not easy to do. Not realistic, because you're going to work at 7 or 6 or something. You don't get back home till late, the traffic. The kids are already home with their latchkey kids. Both parents are working. So you think that's by accident? That's by design. You destroy the family, you destroy the country. That's what feminism was set up for exactly. That was the only reason of feminism in the first place, destroy the country. To find a need, women in bondage. Now let's exploit the need since we created it in the first place and now use it to destroy the country. The women doing it don't know. They have no idea. That's how they do it. The social engineers of Tavistock. In every culture. It depends on what the culture needs. They find it, exploit it, and use it to divide and separate. And no, I'm not looking too much into it because this is documented. Family, they lose. The hope, the prayers, and the promise is that Jesus Christ will come back. You're seeing this pan out already. If you think evil's going to win, you got another thing coming. Evil didn't create this world. But evil came into the world because mankind was disobedient and Satan was also disobedient. God has a plan that's way over our heads. But that plan is up eternal. So it boils down to whose side you on. It's your choice. This world is not of God. Heaven is. This world is not. This world is in your face every single day, 24 hours, 7 days a week, and in your dreams. And it's going to be changed in the time that God says so. But when a person dies, that eternal destination is then established, unchanging. And you affect people's lives every day that you say something or do something, or if you're a leader or radio or TV or family, patriarch or matriarch or whatever arc you are. Well, you affect people's lives, sometimes for eternity. That's a heavy responsibility. To have taken a blood oath to man that's going to go away, or to Lucifer, and cause 1, 10, 20, 40, 50, 100, or 1,000 people to go to hell. You can't imagine the judgment's got to go and bring on those people that caused that to happen. Because that's for an eternity. This is serious business. So preachers, you better get your head out of your collective butts. And Freemasons, you better get out of the Masons fast. And bring love, worship, the Bible, King James Bible, back to your families. Cut out this mess and get with the program. Because it's coming close. We got to go. I got to go. Family, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And only through him will you have salvation. There's no other way. And the direct path is through the King James Bible is what tells you how to get there. Repentance, taking him as your Savior. Romans is a good one to read. Well, tonight, 9 to 11, Eastern Standard Time, I'll be on Blog Talk Radio. Revelation Radio Network. Should be there. I'm there every Monday. Watchmen for Jesus program. 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. My website is Watchmen for Jesus. Facebook is Watchmen for Jesus. Of course, .com. I guess I should tell you. WatchmenForJesus.com is my website. You can hear it on my website. Or if you go to Blog Talk, you can also, it has a chat there, but sometimes it sounds a little scratchy. So if you want to hear it, it's on my website also. I do both. So unless something happens, sometimes they cancel out, but not often. I record it as well. So we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock or tonight at 9, whichever the case may be. And we'll explore it more of what the Illuminati is up to tomorrow and the rest of this week. And any news that might pop up. So y'all have a good night. God bless. This is The Watchman, signing off.
From him, like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappear in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.